Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transformational Soul. My name is Ruth Saltman, and I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight and being here with me. I want to wish everyone a very happy Valentine's Day. We are currently streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and X. Please hit the like or the thumbs up button, and please share the show. I really, appreciate that. And if you're out there, please say hello. I'd love to chat with you. Hello, Robert and Kim. Welcome. And I invite you to check out my website, ruthsaltman.com. It's R-U-T-H, S as in Sam, O-L, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy.com. And you can go on my website and find out all about my books, my Oracle cards, and all of my services. Goldilocks Productions has this wonderful group on Telegram. If you haven't joined us over there already, I really hope that you will do that. That would be really amazing. We have a wonderful group of people over there. And we share so much amazing information. And you're going to hear a little bit of that information a little bit later in the show. And don't forget, Goldilocks Productions also has an online merchandise store. So go check that out. Get yourself a new shirt or coffee mug or whatever you might need. And check out all the amazing designs because there's a ton of them. Thank you so much, Kim, for your super sticker. I really appreciate that. And also, Goldilocks has the Energize cards, which I know you're probably all familiar with, but I'm just going to show you anyway, because they are just so pretty, and I just love them. So you can go on and get your own, and there are quotes from all the different show hosts and some beautiful sacred geometry. It's just, they're beautiful, beautiful cards. And then you can use those for yourself. Every day you could pull a card. And thank you to all of you who do show your support by liking and sharing. I really appreciate that. I want to wish a happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday this week. And also, let's send out some love, light, and healing energy to all who are in need. And let's remember especially Robin McGuire and her son, who are both recovering and healing from surgery, Carolyn, Carrie's daughter, Carrie, and Veronica and Holly. And, you know, I'm sure all of you may know someone who might need a little bit extra, you know, boost of love, light, and healing, so we can include them as well. If you would like to give a tip or donation, you can do that via my Venmo, a Rumble rant on Rumble, or a Super Chat or Super Sticker on YouTube. Your tips and donations are much appreciated. It helps to cover the cost of the show every month. So thank you all very much, you know, for those that donate, for those that share the information. I appreciate you all. This Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern is the only Spiritual Message Circle for February. So that's this Saturday, February 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, if you've never come and checked out that, that's the Spiritual Message Circle, for a small donation of only $20 or more, if you would like, you will get a message from each of the show hosts that are present and available that night. This show is so much fun. And the ones since we started the new year, after we came back from break and we started the new ones this year, they have really been rocking. So even if you know, don't want to get a message yourself, come and join us, because you're going to hear something that's going to resonate deeply with you. So happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Happy Love Day. Happy Hearts Day. However you refer to it, it's all about love, right? Did you know? Now, this really blew me away. Valentine's Day is expected to generate more than $25.8 billion in gifts, money, and more. That's crazy. Hello, Sarah and Richard and Heather. Welcome. I mean, that's a lot of money. Richard and Heather. You know, there's a lot of commercialism surrounding this day, just like Christmas. Don't get me wrong, Valentine's Day is fun, but we need to show our love every day, right? Every day, not just the one day a year. There's, it's fun to get gifts. It's fun to give gifts. It's always, you know, enjoyable. But, you know, sometimes all of the ads and everything pressure people into feeling they need to go the more expensive route to show their love, right? But just because you give someone a gift does not mean, you know, you love them. We all know that. So there's a lot of different ways we express our love that doesn't have to be a financial burden on anyone. Now, did you know that Sweetest Day is celebrated the third Saturday in October? It's kind of like a Valentine's Day if you're not familiar with it, because I always grew up with it when I moved here. Like, nobody had ever heard of it before. I found out that it's mostly celebrated in the Midwest. It focuses on love and appreciation towards anyone, where they say that Valentine's Day is has more of a romantic nature to it. However, you know, kids exchange Valentine's cards in school, and you can't just bring ones for your friends. You have to bring them for the whole class. So it's, you know, Valentine's Day is maybe geared more towards romantic relationships, but with all of the commercialism and everything else, it's branched out a lot. But today is the day that we honor love and all that it means. Hello, Joyce. Welcome. I'm writing you guys down as I see you so I don't forget anyone. So today is the day we honor love and all that it means. Love is a noun, a verb, and an adjective. It is a feeling, an experience, and a knowing. Love is a thought, an emotion, and an energy. It is special, unconditional, and sacred. It is everywhere, encompassing everything. Love is given, received, and shared. It should be celebrated every second of every minute of every hour of every day. Love is all there is and the only thing that matters. And we have all different kinds of love, right? We have love for ourselves, self-love. We have love for our parents, our siblings, our children, other members of our family, our friends, our neighbors, our partner, our fur babies, animals of all kinds we have love for, and all of humanity. But it all differs, doesn't it? The love that you have for your neighbor is not the same love you have for your fur baby or your partner. Love is felt and experienced differently with each person. It's still love, but it's experienced differently. It's dependent on the relationship that you have with the person. Like we all love humanity on one level, right? It's different than we love our parents or our children. We are all one and we are all connected on a spiritual level. And the love that we send out is felt by all. We know this. We experience this all the time. The love that we experience with our parents or children is on a much, I would say, deeper level, maybe a more, I don't really want to say connected level, but it's kind of unique. Now, maybe that's because we know them on every level. We know their personalities. We know their likes and dislikes. We know them as a human being, not just as a spiritual being. And that creates a unique bond, a unique connection. And love comes in many shapes and sizes and colors. Some people never find love, right? How many people have you heard say that? You know, or they'll say, oh, I found love. Okay, well, it wasn't lost. So there's nothing to find. People don't realize that they are love. They are love. So recognize, acknowledge, and accept that you are love and everything that that encompasses. And, you know, some people feel, and I've known people like this, some people feel less than on Valentine's Day if they're not in a romantic relationship because they see their worth and value in the eyes of someone else. And that's a very dangerous place to be. So if they're not in a romantic relationship, they feel like they don't matter. And I'm sure you guys have either been one or known one just like that at some point in your life. If you are one of these people, value yourself. Learn your value, find your value, celebrate your value, see your own worth and value. Don't look for that in someone else. How can you expect someone else to value you if you do not value yourself? Everything starts with us. We have to love ourselves before we can truly love someone else. We have to trust ourselves before we can truly trust someone else. Value yourself. Then we can teach other people how to value us and how to treat us. If we treat ourselves like crap, you know, the people that we're in relationships with, they see that. How do you think they're going to treat us? They figure that's what, you know, we're used to. That's what we want. That's what we like, because that's how we treat ourselves. And they're going to continue that, you know, that cycle. But you are love. We are all love. And love is the highest vibration, the highest. So make love a priority every single day. Do everything, say everything from a place of love. Let the people that you love know that you love them. One of the saddest things I heard years ago was that after, you know, a family member or a friend had lost someone, you know, very close to them that they loved, you know, their biggest regret was, I didn't tell them I loved them enough. You know, you have to back up those words with actions and with feelings, because otherwise they're just words, right? Let the people that you love know that you love them, and you will never feel like that when they're gone. Have a great night at work, Richard. Okay. Now I have this beautiful thing that I saw. I didn't actually get to read it until this evening, but Tiffany, White Sage Woman, posted this on the Goldilocks Productions group on Telegram. And it is from 9D Harmonics, Nuri Sunshine. So I want to read you this because this is absolutely perfect. I love the way this is worded. This is just amazing. Do not fall in love, rise in love. Traditionally, couples celebrate Valentine's Day and embrace their other half. Much of the true purpose of love within that context has lost its meaning through expectations from one another, especially on days such as Valentine's Day. The more consumeristic our society has become, the more material expectations have hijacked the true meaning of love and what this holiday truly represents. Let us talk about love and the other half. So many of us think that we long to find our other half, but in reality, none of us have the other half. We try to find each other, but we fall because the other half does not exist on the external. When we seek to complete ourselves through another, that is how relationships collapse. We look for qualities in others that we have within ourselves and see flaws within another because we project where we are not complete. And we hold on, trying to cling to the external, forgetting that we are the ones who can make ourselves whole. That is so powerful. Before looking for relationships with others, we must have a relationship with ourselves. We must connect with parts of ourselves where we did not receive love. When we realize that we are the ones who can complete ourselves, we understand that we are not only loved, but we are able to love. Focus your love first and foremost within yourself. This is enough to stop the fears and feeling lost. It is enough to control the fear of being alone. And once you are no longer afraid, you will no longer be alone. You will discover that your other half is within you, your divine self. You are part of one source, God, and were created in His image. You do not need to look for those who will give you love. Only then will love manifest itself between two souls. And your relationship will be built on the admiration of one another, on the sincere desire to be together and celebrate each other. Celebrate love daily, each moment. Rise into love. You are love. And I think that is just so beautiful and so perfect. So perfect. And so many times, you know, we feel that way. You know, we need that other person to complete us. And I know we've talked about this many times on my show, but we are whole on our own. We don't need anything else or anyone else to make us whole. We already are. And a lot of times we may not feel that way because of all the pain and the unhealed wounds that we have may make us feel, you know, like we're broken and we're not whole. Sometimes we don't even feel like we're half, right? But when you work on that and you do that healing work, and you get rid of those old wounds, and you fill up those places with love and light, it changes you. And then you begin to realize, you know, that you're perfect the way you are. You are whole. And then you can take that wholeness of who you are and connect it with the wholeness of another person, right? Sarah says, I don't want to fall in love. I want to grow in love. That's beautiful, Sarah. That is beautiful. Absolutely. And why is this not working? Okay. But yeah, you know, everything in our life, if we made every decision from the basis of love or through the eyes of love, if everyone did that, just think about what this world would be like. You know, the more love that we send out, the more we are raising the vibration of all of humanity. And we know this, and we've known this for a while. Sending out the love, sending out the light. We can feel that connection. We can feel that oneness of all. It's a pretty amazing feeling to feel so connected. And yes, there are times when maybe we feel like that there's like a kink in that connection, you know, a kink in those wires, right? And those are times when maybe we are feeling like we have some work to do, some healing work to do, or we're feeling some doubt, or we're feeling some fear, and we're letting that block our communication and our connection. And when we work on those things and we can get rid of those fears and those blocks, then we can reconnect and feel that connection even on a higher level. So, yes, you know, love has been something that like people write songs about, people write books about, people draw paintings about love. People have died for love. People fight for love. I mean, there's all those different cliches and everything, but love is the most important thing. And I can remember back when my kids were little, always telling them that that's the most important thing there is. And we've always been a close family, and you know, I'm so grateful for that, very grateful. And you know, over time, when you're in a relationship, and it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, but over time, as people change and people grow and people evolve, that love changes as well. Sometimes it might grow a lot deeper. Sometimes it might feel more on the surface. But it's a beautiful energy. It's a beautiful thing to experience. And it's kind of like the wind. You can't really see it, but you can see and experience all the effects of it, right? Because like the wind, we don't see the wind, but we can see the effect of the wind when the leaves are blowing on the trees. And love is like that too. We don't actually see love. We can see expressions of love. We can see, you know, things like that. But and that's what makes it, I think, even more special. Some people feel like it's unattainable because they don't love themselves. Oh, Joyce lost Wi-Fi. Well, I'm glad you made it back, Joyce. So focus on love, focus on doing everything with, you know, with love, and focus on saying everything with love, because you can say, you know, you might have be one of those people who has a job where you might have to fire someone, or you can go in there and be an a-hole and, you know, make it the most unpleasant experience for both of you. Or you can go in there and you could do it in a kind way, because you can say anything in a kind, nice way that you can say in a nasty way. And what is the point in doing that? Nobody benefits from that. But you know, if you were to go in there and, you know, you fire this person with the most loving intention, it's going to change that experience for them. And I can tell you right now, they're going to talk about that. They are going to talk about that, because it's not that common. It's not that common anymore. So, did you guys celebrate, do anything for Valentine's Day? I would love to know. Or maybe what's your favorite Valentine memory? That would be fun. Share our favorite Valentine memory. And it's so cute because, like, the kids get so excited about exchanging Valentine cards. And I can remember doing that in school. We'd have these brown paper bags, and we would decorate them and put our name on them. And then, like, you would have to go and drop one in for each of the kids in the class. But it was so much fun. And then when you open that Valentine from that one little boy, you know, that you've had a crush on, like, for all of kindergarten or whatever, you know, it just melts your heart. I think that stuff is so adorable. So adorable. And I like that, you know, they don't let you just give out one to this person or that person in school. They make you give one to every kid in the class or to no one. And I think that's really great because it doesn't leave anyone out. Because, you know, there's going to be kids in every class that are not that likable or that don't have that many friends because maybe they're a little brat. I don't know. But there's always, I can remember kids when I was in grade school that, like, you know, not that many people, they didn't have very many friends because they, I don't really know why, but they weren't they maybe were mean or whatever. And so I think it's really great that they make it to include all the kids. All the kids. I think that's awesome. Okay, let's see. Hello, Devin. Nice to see you here. Devin. I'm going to write you down too. Okay, so Kim, you are going to be my first message. Let's see what we have. There's one. And some of these cards are the printing on them is very, very light. So they're kind of harder to see. And then let's see. Let's grab one of these. Okay, this will be fun. Okay. Oh, this is really cool because these cards are pretty connected. The first one, Kim, is opening to discovery. And it has the number 34 up in the corner. 3 and a 4, which is 7. And it says opening to discovery. And I feel like you are learning a lot of new things about yourself. I feel like you are discovering some new things that you enjoy in life that maybe you didn't know you would enjoy. Or maybe you haven't enjoyed it in a long time. But there's a key here. And I feel like you are getting ready to unlock some more of your spiritual gifts. And this is just so cool because the next card says, embrace your inner divine goddess. And I feel like you're getting more in touch with who you are, more than you ever have before. I feel like you've always known who you are, but I feel like things are unfolding in your life right now to where you are really getting in tune with that. And the third card I got for you, it says, I am morphing like a butterfly from a cocoon and becoming the best version of myself. Ready to spread my wings and fly. And I feel like you are just growing and growing and growing. And whatever you want to do, take that leap because you are going to fly. You are going to soar. You are going to soar to places that you never even dreamed possible. It's going to be things beyond, way beyond your imagination. So be mindful of the information that's coming to you. Be mindful of the things that you are hearing and seeing because they're all messages for you. And they're all going to lead you to where you need to be or where you need to go. So I hope that resonates with you. Sarah said, my favorite memory growing up was that my mom always made sure to make our Valentine's Day extra special each year. Oh, that's sweet. And why is this thing not moving? Sarah said, the best part of my Valentine's Day today is my son telling me that I'm the best mommy ever. I've just spent mine with my son. Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. So I have to tell you, Judy started this new thing, and she's 3. And when she tells me she loves me, she can't just say, Grandma, I love you. She'll say, Grandma, I love you, and I love Mommy, and I love Daddy, and it's like a 10-minute spiel with her. I don't know if she feels like by just saying she loves me that I think she doesn't love anyone else. I'm not really sure, but that's what she's been doing now. So it was really cute. Okay, who else would like a message? I know Robert would like a message. Let me get you a message, Robert. Robert. In perfect harmony. And for some reason, I feel, when I see this card, I feel like I've had this card for you before. But it says in perfect harmony, and it has the number 11. Number 11, which is a 2. And I feel like things are coming together for you. I feel like there's more going on than usual, but I feel like everything is working itself out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And once it does, and you feel that sense of balance again, because I feel like maybe you feel a little bit, maybe off balance in a way. Now that could be a lot of this energy too, because the energy's been really, really strong lately. And I know it's been affecting a lot of people. But I feel like as you regain your balance and your center, you're going to realize that things are working out in your life very harmoniously. Very harmoniously. And the other card I got for you is you have to go within first. That is where you begin. Begin your journey now, Robert. Do the healing that you need to do so that you can move on with your life and move forward with your life and have the life that you've always dreamed and always wanted. Because you know why? You deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. We all do. You know, we've been conditioned to believe for so long that, you know, we don't deserve the things that we want, that we have to somehow do some big miraculous thing to earn it. But we deserve it just because of who we are, just by being us. We deserve all the good that is out there. And why wouldn't we? We're amazing, amazing spiritual beings. And it's a really tough task that we signed up for, coming here to Earth and living in a human body. Now, isn't it? Some days it seems, you know, a lot more confining than other days. But it's a real challenge. It's really something that we contracted to come here when we did. but it's an amazing, amazing ride. You are so welcome, Robert. Thank you. It is an amazing, amazing ride. Okay. Sarah. I'm picking you now. Because sometimes you get quiet and then I forget. Ooh, look at this pretty card. The number on here is 48, so it's a four and an eight. That's which is a 12, which is a 3. I mean, however you want to look at it, if the number means anything to you. It says a burst of magic. I like that. That's a beautiful card, a burst of magic. And I feel like things are just coming out of you, like new things, like new thoughts, new ideas, new things you want to do, new avenues, new roads you want to go down. And as you step into that, it creates more and more magic in your life. But I feel like this burst, I just feel like it's like, oh, I have this great idea, or, you know, whatever it is. And it feels really exciting and really amazing. Oh, you've been seeing lots of threes and 12s. Nice. Three is one of my favorite numbers, in case nobody knows. I know I've probably mentioned it a few times. I don't know why, but it is. Okay, Sarah, I love this card. If you want to heal humanity, you have to heal yourself first. And how much healing work have you been doing? I mean, really, so much. And so much within you has changed, and so much within you has grown, and so much within you has fallen away. But that was the stuff that didn't need to be there in the first place. The stuff that wasn't even yours. So kudos to you. They're very happy with all of the work that you have done and are continuing to do. You know, you might just reach down in that little treasure box and find a whole big splurge or explosion of magic, huh? That's pretty awesome. So that was for you, Heather. And now I am going to get a card for Richard. He had to go to work. Richard. What do we have for Richard? Oh, this is something we probably all would love to have at one time or another. First of all, Richard, so number 3. And it's time machine. I love this because I've often thought to myself, you know, if we could get into a time machine and go back, where would you want to go? What would you want to do differently? Because if everything in your life hadn't unfolded exactly the way it has, and it's like this for all of us, then you wouldn't be where you are today, and you wouldn't be the person that you were today. Because if you wouldn't have experienced everything you've experienced, you know, the things that you've experienced has helped to create and build the character and the integrity and, you know, the love that is inside of you. So that is just such a beautiful, cool card. So think about that. If you could go back and change one thing, what would it change? What would it be? But you have to realize that changing one little thing, no matter how minuscule, is going to fast forward to now, change a whole bunch of stuff. I've always felt like, you know, things haven't always went the way I wanted them to in my life. I've always felt like they went the way they were supposed to for the lessons that I needed to learn. And what if these things hadn't happened? It wouldn't have made me the person that I am today. And I totally, totally believe that. And I feel that in every fiber of my being. And everything happens for a reason. We might not know what it is when it happens, but a lot of times down the road, we do find out. And the other card I got for you, Richard, is your intuition will never lead you in the wrong direction. Trust it. You will know exactly what to do. And I know that's something that you have been honing and working on. And I know you get a lot of information. So just work on trusting it more. Trusting it more. Because, you know, it's coming to you for a reason. It's coming to you for a reason. Okay, Sarah said, oh my goodness, I am so excited you brought that up because I had an idea come up last week that I haven't shared with anyone. Thank you for the validation that it's the right way. Oh my gosh, that just gave me chills. That is so exciting and awesome. Sarah says, I definitely feel more self-empowered lately. Yes, because when you get rid of those things that are holding you back, the things that, you know, that energy that's not even yours, all of that, you know, whether it's grief or anger or pain or resentment, whatever it is, and you hold on to it, you know, it eats away at you, right? But when you're able to heal and let it go, it gives you such a feeling of empowerment. I know it is absolutely amazing. And I'm so happy to hear, you know, that that's how it's working out for you. Because that's how it should be. Where's your name, Sarah? Oh, I already crossed you out. Oh, that was Richard. Okay. Okay, Joyce. Joyce. Okay, so I realized today, my show is the first show this week on Goldilocks Productions. Tiffany was traveling over the weekend and needed a little bit extra rest and relaxation on Sunday. And then Monday, Marcia needed some spiritual maintenance. And I think she had a big weekend. And then last night, Robin wasn't feeling well. So mine was actually the first show this week. How funny. Hello, Linnell. How are you? Joyce. I said Joyce. Okay. Oh, Joyce. Look at this. The card I got for you has the number 12 on it, which is a 3 as well. A lot of 3s are coming up. And it says, bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. And I love this picture. This tree is just so full. And know that the things that you are working on, the things that you have been planting and implementing in your spiritual garden are beginning to bear fruit. Now, spring is coming, right? And that's the time when we're going to start seeing all of those little things start popping up in our gardens, right? Joyce said that's her favorite number 2. Awesome. So we're going to start seeing all of these things that we've been planting in our spiritual gardens and our healing gardens. We're going to see these things start sprouting up as well. So know that all of the work that you have been doing, Joyce, all of the healing that you have been doing, all of the manifesting that you have been doing, it is all getting ready to pretty much explode. And it's going to be bearing a lot of fruit and prosperity and abundance in your life. And the other card I got for you, everyone has the ability to heal themselves on every level. You know, I love that this card came up. And I totally believe this. And I've always believed this all my life, you know. Especially, like, on the physical level where we're not taught that we can heal our bodies. So I had talked before about Chris Wark, I believe that's his last name, Wark. And he was diagnosed with stage 3 or stage 4 colon cancer. And he had surgery and he was determined not to do treatments, but he changed his diet. He changed, you know, all these different things in his life. And I believe this was many years ago now. And, you know, he's as healthy as can be. Now he has this, I don't know if it's a podcast or not a podcast. It's you had to sign up for it, but these different modules he's doing. And I was listening to the first one last night, and he said something that just stuck in my head. If my body created this, my body can heal it. And I thought that is like the most powerful, powerful thing to know that. And a lot of people don't want to say, well, you know what? I created this in my life, or I created this in my body, because they don't want to have to take responsibility for those things. But through our lifestyle, through our thoughts, through our actions, through all of that stuff, we create everything in our life. And we bring things to us. We manifest things, even things that we don't want to manifest, by focusing on them constantly, worrying about them constantly. We draw attention to that. Just like when you're that kid in school. And this used to happen to me all the time when I was a kid. I didn't realize this is what I was doing. But the teacher would ask a question. And I did not like when the teacher called on me, because number one, I didn't want to get it wrong. And number two, I didn't like to have to talk in front of people. I know, pretty funny. So I'd always sit there and I'd say, don't call on me, don't call on me, don't call on me, don't call on me. Sure enough, you know, they would call me every single time. But I was manifesting that myself. So everything, you know, in our life, in our whole bubble, we have created it and put it there. So know that you have the ability to heal everything in your life choice, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual, mental. You can do it. And everyone else can too. I think the biggest hurdle is actually believing it. Okay, I hope that resonates with you, Joyce. And Heather. Joyce said, spot on. I believe we can heal too. Thank you. I feel things falling into place. Feel it in the energy. Windy here tonight. And that had a message too. Nice. Nice. Okay, Heather. Number six, and it says, it is what it is. It is what it is. No matter how much we might put into something, wanting things to be another way, things are the way that they are. Some things we can change. And there's some things that we can't. Now, it's funny that I say that, because, you know, I believe that we can do everything. Now, when you look at, say, things from a worldview, we might not have, one person might not have the whatever to create change that we might want, right? Let's say we want a new law. And there are steps and actions that would have to be taken, rather than just thinking, I want this law to go into effect, even though there isn't one, there's nothing written, you know, nothing like that. No people are behind it. So maybe we can't change everything that we want, but there is so much that one person can do. And there is so much that all of us together can do. The number on your card, Heather, is six, number six. But just be able to see things for what they are. Don't try to speculate, you know, that it's something more than what it is. Just see things for the way that they are. And the other card I got for you is a wonderful card, which we just had for Joyce. Everyone has the ability to heal themselves on every level. And I think that's really, really powerful, to know that we have that ability, to know that we can do that. You know, I ran across a book one day on Amazon, and I think it was called Back to Eden. And it was a book, I believe it was like about like natural stuff and everything. And this book looked really familiar to me. And then I remembered where I saw it. When I was a little kid It's a book that my grandmother had. Now, I thought I recalled her saying that they knew the person that wrote it. I don't remember if that's really accurate or not, because I was just a little kid. But I remember when I would go to my grandma's, I was always drawn to this book. And I just think that's really wild. Really wild. But, you know, I think we know, we inherently know a lot of stuff. We come here with that knowledge, and then poof, it just, you know, we get that amnesia when we're born. And I don't even know that it's right when we're born, because I swear, some of these babies and young children, they know a lot of stuff. They might not be able to communicate it because they're babies and young children, but I feel like that you can just see it. You can just see it, all this stuff, like, moving around in their head. And they see things, they hear things, they know things. It's pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome. Okay, Devin. Wow. I'm a little bit blown away by this, Devin. By the second card. The first card has the number 28, which would be, you know, 28, 10, or it could be a 1. Broken open. Broken open. And what this means to me for you is that, you know, it's kind of like a piggy bank. You got to crack that thing open, break it open all the way in order to get the good stuff out, right? And I feel like with you, you need to break through whatever walls are keeping you from letting all that good stuff out, if that makes sense to you. And once you do, you know, breaking it open, it's going to be a little painful. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a little painful, and there's going to be work that needs to be done. But once you do, amazing things are going to happen. Absolutely amazing things. And the other card I got for you, and I know we've talked about forgiveness before because that's come up for you. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Yes, yes, yes. Totally believe that. I totally believe that. Because we are the ones that are miserable. If we feel somebody did something to us and they're not sorry about it, we are the ones that carry that around. We are the ones that are angry about it. We are the ones that might feel a grudge. We are the ones that need to let that go. Now, forgiving someone does not mean whatever it was did not happen. It does not mean that, you know, it just doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It just means that you are not going to let it control your life anymore. So that's why it's a gift that you give yourself. You are releasing yourself from the power that they have over you, so that you can continue to move on and you can continue to heal. So I hope that resonates with you, Devin. Okay. And Linnell. Let me get to Linnell. And I would highly encourage anyone who feels like their physical being is not 100% to do some research. Do some research and figure out how you can make it 100%. You know, it may be some, maybe, you know, your one of your vitamins is a little bit low. Because what I'm finding out is the craziest things between vitamins and minerals cause like the weirdest like symptoms or reactions or whatever in our body when we are deficient in them. So know your bodies. Devin says, I do keep things bottled up inside and keep to myself. Don't keep things bottled up inside. You have to let that stuff go. It is so unhealthy for you. You have to let it go, Devin. You have to, for yourself, not for anybody else. And you don't even need someone to apologize in order to forgive someone and move on. Okay. Lanao. Ooh, that's a pretty card. The number on your card, Lanao, is 27. So that would be 27, or 2 and a 7 is 9. And it says a grand symphony. A grand symphony. I feel like things are coming together in your life, in your world, in a very big way, in a very grand way. I keep hearing that phrase, go big or go home. And I feel like, you know, things on a very grand scale appeal to you. I don't mean, you know, something that's on a grand scale as far as like, you know, things made, furniture made out of gold or anything like that. But I just mean things that are very grand on more of a spiritual and a, what's the other word I'm feeling? Just on more of a spiritual level or landscape. Like really enjoying a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful sunset. I mean, that's a huge, grand thing. It's not something little. But how many times do we go through a day and we don't even know where the sun's at in the sky, right? But I feel like when you see that, you really appreciate it and you see it for all the beauty that it is. The other card I got for you is, we only have this moment right now. Love in the moment, live in the now. Love in the moment, live in the now. And that's so, it's so important to live in the now. That's where we find our gratitude. That, you know, we don't want to live in the future or in the past, because that just causes us problems. We need to be present in the moment, living our life right now, because right now is the only time we have. It's the, you know, we say tomorrow we're going to do this or next week we're going to do that. We don't know that. We don't, you know. All we have is right now, this very second. So anything that you are wanting to do, and this is for everyone, anything that you are wanting to do, don't put it off. Do it now. Why wait? You know, you don't want to wait until it's too late. Maybe there's a friend or a relative you haven't talked to in a while, and you guys are thinking, oh yeah, you know, I should probably call them, or it'd be nice to hear from them. And yeah, you know, we used to have so much fun together, and you put it off and put it off, not really for any reason, but you just do. And then, you know, you find out a week later they had a heart attack and they're in ICU, you know, and they don't know if they're going to make it. Then you start having that, oh, I should have called them. I should have. Well, don't have that kind of a feeling of regret. Have no regrets ever. Do the things you want to do now while you can do them, while you are in this moment, while you have the opportunity, because that opportunity is not going to be there forever. The one thing that I've been hearing all week long that my mom told me after she got sick, and I think it was close to 2 years, probably a couple months shy of 2 years that she lived past her diagnosis, which I know my mom and how she was. And when she heard that, she told the doctors they had to give her a prognosis of time. And she was almost like right on what they said. So I know that she made that decision that, well, that's what they said, that's what it is. But the one thing that she told me that has just stuck with me And she said, Ruth, I always thought I'd have more time. And we all think that all the time. But one day, we're not. And don't put off anything. You know, on a smaller scale, the doing, you know, what you can in that now instead of putting it off. For example, I might think, well, I'm going to do laundry today. And then I'm like, oh, I don't want to do laundry today. I'm going to do laundry tomorrow. And now my laundry has really piled up, right? So tomorrow comes and guess what? We have a storm. We have no power. Can't do laundry. Or, you know, wake up in the morning and can't even get out of bed because I feel ill. And then all day I think to myself, I should have done it yesterday. And after this happened to me a few times in my life, you know, it clicked. Don't put things off. Don't put them off. So if there's someone that you need to contact, someone you need to tell that you love them, do it now. Now. Don't wait. There's nothing to wait for. Thank you guys so much for joining me this evening. I had a really great time with you all. I want to wish you all a very, very happy love day and have a wonderful week. And I'll see you guys next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Good night. I love you all.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.